I bet you've all heard the phrase, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Yeah, I see a lot of heads nodding and smiles. Well, Isaiah, in today's first reading, is all about free lunch. Here, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. So obviously, that's not in today's economy. Isaiah's Old Testament verses today reflect closely, I think, to Christ's I Am statements in the New Testament. Isaiah had such clear vision when he prophesied to the people of Judah almost 700 years before Christ was even born. His prophecies are often called the fifth gospel. In the New Testament, Isaiah is constantly being quoted. So when I read about being thirsty and hungry, listening, promising glory for the people of Judah, I think of Christ saying, I am the bread of life. John 6. I am the light of the world. John 8. I am the door of the sheep. John 10. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11. And again in John 10, I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life, from John 14. I am the true vine, from John 15. And again in John 4, he describes himself to the Samaritan woman as the living water. And he describes himself like that again in John 7 when he spoke during the Feast of the Tabernacles. In today's gospel, Jesus himself is providing the bread, the free lunch. Psalm 145's verses for today recount all the blessings that a relationship with God will provide. Verse 8 is so often quoted, and it's a good reminder for us on a daily basis. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. In our gospel today, Christ is showing that compassion for the people who had followed him all day. Christ had been speaking to a large crowd, and that crowd just kept gathering. And he heard about his cousin John the Baptist's death. He wanted to grieve privately, so he left in a boat to be alone for a while. But the people heard about this and followed him on foot from the towns. So Christ set aside his own sadness and gave his attention to the people who came to be healed, and those who had heard about this man of miracles and just wanted to learn from him. I would guess that many, if not most of us, have experienced the death of someone important to us, someone who touched our lives somehow. And at times like that, you maybe want to have some time alone just to think about them. Or maybe you only want close friends and family around. But you certainly don't want to be in a crowd of people at that time. Jesus and John were related, but they lived different lives. John lived in the wilderness, and Jesus lived in Galilee, so they seldom would have spent time together, but they were connected by the Holy Spirit. When Mary was pregnant with Jesus, she visited her cousin Elizabeth, who at that time was also pregnant with John the Baptist. In Luke, the first chapter, we're told that Elizabeth's baby, upon hearing Mary's voice, leapt in Elizabeth's womb. When both men were grown adults, Jesus went to John to be baptized. And this was the moment that John learned that Jesus was not only his cousin, he was the very Messiah that he had been prophesying and preaching about when the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, descended above Christ's head. This spiritual connection between them brought them closer. And of course, when John died, Christ wanted to grieve privately. So why would Jesus set aside his own needs to speak to over 5,000 people and then to feed them? Simply because they needed him. I am the bread of life, John 6, verse 35. I'm sure that some of these people had traveled a long way on foot to hear Jesus speak, and those who couldn't walk were probably carried or set upon a donkey. They were hungry spiritually, and by evening they most certainly were hungry physically as well. And what do? When people are gathered together and they're hungry, we feed them. The disciples wanted to send the people away to find their own food, but Christ was not having it. He told the disciples to feed the crowd, but then he helped them provide. When someone has come to see you, you send them away at mealtime, if they stay a little late? I highly doubt it. Even if you aren't quite prepared for company, don't you find something to share? And somehow, it seems that no one goes away from our tables hungry. When tragedy strikes, people bring food. Food brings people together. This day on the shores of the freshwater Sea of Galilee, the disciples found 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread. Christ prayed over the food, and he fed the 5,000 plus the women and children who came with them. Now, I always find it rather humorous that they just counted the men. I'm glad we've evolved a little bit. We count women and children too now. Nevertheless, no one left that table hungry. There were 12 baskets of leftovers. Like Moses in the Old Testament, Christ fed the people with bread from heaven. Moses led his people out of physical slavery in Egypt, while Jesus frees people from spiritual slavery to sin. Moses received the Old Testament and the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, and Jesus brought the New Covenant and fulfilled the laws of Moses through his life and his teachings. And you know what? I also see a connection to the Last Supper, the final meal that Jesus shared, this time with his 12 disciples in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. And that was recorded in all the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. Jesus blessed bread as his body and blessed the wine as his blood of the new covenant, telling his fathers to do this also in remembrance of him. And that, my friends, is our connection to this miracle. We are connected to that miracle by the Sea of Galilee, because today we receive the bread and wine, and we acknowledge and celebrate that Christ is indeed our miracle. And we can pass that on. When people are hungry, we can feed them, as Christ did on the shores of Galilee. When people are lonely, we can include them and encourage them. When people are lost, we can show them the way. And who's welcome at Christ's table? That's simple. Everyone. Maybe that was the other miracle that day in Galilee, that not just a big crowd was fed that evening, but that no one was turned away. No one was sent home hungry. Christ fed every person because he loved them, each and every one of them. All too often, we play by a different rule book. We see distinctions like color, customs, social status, political viewpoints. Christ didn't see any differences. He only saw that the people were hungry. How lucky are we that we too, each and every one of us, is loved that much. And we will never be turned away from Christ's table. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.